Début du dialogue 11.
I was so pleased to see all the happy faces of the John Lewis shop assistants when I went into the store the other day. Apparently their bonus has been raised this year, amounting to 17% of their annual salary. That's equivalent to nearly 9 weeks' pay. I regularly shop at the John Lewis department store and at my local Waitrose supermarket too.
I know that the John Lewis department stores and the Waitrose supermarkets are both part of the John Lewis group, but what attracts you to do your shopping at John Lewis?
Well, it's the range of goods. You can shop for everything from ovens to organic salads. It's also their reputation for dependable quality and value for money. A well-deserved reputation, in my opinion. And you know the slogan, never knowingly undersold? They aim to sell at the same price as the lowest price retailer, generally considered to be Tesco's. Last time I was in a Waitrose, I saw several labels mentioning that the price was the same as in Tesco's. And then there's the quality of the service.
Well, as you know, John Lewis is a very special kind of organisation.
Yes, I'm aware that for something like 80 years, it's been run as an employee-owned organisation. There are over 81,000 employees who are known as partners, and they share in its profits through an annual bonus. John Lewis was even referred to by the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, as a model for the British economy.
That's true, yes. It was early last year when he announced his intention to build what he termed a John Lewis economy. Nick Clegg's idea was that all workers would have access to a share scheme. He pointed out that employee-owned companies often perform better with less absenteeism, lower staff turnover, and higher wages. It was one of a series of proposals made by politicians to inject greater fairness and accountability into Britain's market economy.
And didn't Clegg say something like, the people best placed to look after the interests of employees are the employees themselves? Intuitively, one tends to think that employee-owned companies work better, but I wonder if it's always the case. Are they all John Lewis's?
The John Lewis performance definitely looks good. In the past decade, it's more than doubled its profits before bonuses and tax. But whether all employee-owned companies are so effective is another question. There has been a study of British companies in which employees own more than 10% of the stock. The study shows that over the past two decades, shares in these companies outperformed other listed companies by an average of 11% a year. But it's not been proved that there's a direct relationship between the two factors.
And I suppose there are drawbacks in any case.
Yes, there have been several failed experiments in employee control. For instance, the bankruptcy of America's United Airlines 9 years ago. All the motivation and hard work in the world means nothing if management messes up. And the elements of the John Lewis formula, participative management style, employee ownership and profit sharing, work best when all three are combined together.
So we shouldn't consider a company like John Lewis to be a cosy philanthropic movement.
That would be a grave mistake. The executive chairman, who has been running John Lewis since 2007, is a professional manager. At one point in his career, he was a consultant with McKinsey. In a recent interview, he said, I'm not pretending it's all a land of milk and honey. Let's just be clear, it's really painful, just like any other organisation.
So, John Lewis might lay people off?
When it's necessary to lay employees off, John Lewis does so. But the company's ethos is to behave well, respectfully and with humanity. About 70% of those made redundant have been redeployed over the past 7 to 8 years. It's said to be preparing at present to cut some 300 store manager roles. These changes don't reflect current trading, but they need to anticipate how retail is going to change over the coming years. For example, online purchases now account for a quarter of John Lewis's sales.
Fin du dialogue 11.